What is friendship? Seriously, for real.
What does that word even mean? How does it make you feel?
The world says, if you don't look like us, we can't be friends.
If you don't act like us, then we really can't be friends.
Don't believe what we do? Oh no, then you shouldn't even be on our bus.
We simply can't be friends. You, me, us.
But I say, excuse me. No, 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 no. Sorry, I don't agree.
I'd love you to be friends with me.
Show me your world so I see what you see.
Open my eyes.
So it's no longer a surprise
that someone like you
is standing next to me.
Please tell me when you're down so I can hold your hand.
I might never have the answers, but I'll try my best to understand.
So that's what friendship is, surely, a one-on-one commitment between you and me.
I don't care what the world says or tries to do. I know and will always love the real you.
Thank you for being my friend.
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 So hold on, what is friendship to you? So why not share your thoughts and ask a friend or two?
Hello everyone and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi and I'm recording this from sunny Melbourne, Australia. You have just listened to a poem that I produced, directed, wrote with my best friends last year for Friendship Day. I've just moved to Melbourne from Perth, where I was living for 15 years. And this week it was my birthday and I was feeling so sooky and missing my friends. They were all calling and texting and, you know, showing me a lot of love, but it's not the same as having them in person. And as I started this writing podcast, I was sending them all the links and going, you guys, listen to this, tell me what you think. And it just really made me appreciate my friends a lot more. And it seemed like a fitting thing to do to then share the poem that I wrote. Now, I wrote this poem called What is Friendship last year in July. I was about to go on a book tour with my children's book about friendship. And it was World Friendship Day on the 30th of July. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I wrote a poem about friendship and then I can get a million people around the world talking about friendship. And it was pretty ambitious, even at the time that I was writing it or thinking it. I thought, oh, Taku, this is one of those ideas again. Maybe you should just take a chill pill. But then, you know, what I find is sometimes I'll have an idea and I sit on it and then I doubt myself and I think I'm crazy. And then in the middle of the night at 2 a.m, I'll just wake up and write. And then that's it. I've got to go with it. So what happened was this poem came to me about what is friendship. And I just started asking, you know, what is friendship? Like, for real, what does that word even mean? And that's come out of me working with a lot of kids in schools, primary and high school, who talk to me about the fact that they don't have friends or they don't know how to make friends or keep their friends. And then realistically as well, me as a grown-up, having, you know, trawled through awesome friendships and not so awesome friendships to finally find these absolute diamonds, these gems, these beautiful people. So I wrote this poem and, you know, I was just putting words together, it was rhyming. And then I thought I was just going to recite it on Facebook Live. And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll make a video. And as I was doing it, it just felt a bit flat. And then I thought, oh, you know what? What if I ask Katie to come and say the poem with me? Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll ask Kate. Oh, yeah. What about Rita? And before I knew it, I had looked at my besties and I thought, that's it. I'm just going to make a video with them. And I'm sharing this because, as I've said in this podcast, my dream is to make TV, is to make my words come alive on screen, whether it's film, TV series, cartoons, whatever it is. And so this idea last year where I thought, okay, I'm going to film my friends reciting a poem that I've written, it just seems so crazy. But I threw it out there and I just said to the girls, hey girls, so I've got this crazy idea. This poem that I've written, would you mind or would you like to come in and, you know, recite it with me on camera? every single one of them said, yep, that's cool. Yep, no worries. What do I need to wear? Yep, what makeup? Okay, what should I do with my hair? It was just, it was really overwhelming. So all of a sudden I've gone, oh, okay, crap. Okay, we're doing this. And so what I decided was I needed a really good videographer who could capture the beauty of my friends. And I didn't want to do the filming myself because normally I just use my Canon and I improvise with the editing. But I thought, oh no, this would be really nice if it was a beautiful video. And to be honest, I was also terrified. I wanted it to look good. I wanted it to sound good. And I mean, look, if you're a writer or anybody who's artistic or creative who puts their stuff out there, man, you know what that feels like. You know that moment when you're about to put it out and you're thinking you're nuts and nobody's gonna love it and you just have to push through it. Well, my friends are phenomenal. They really are. And I know you can't see them in that audio. Although, oh, actually, the video is on YouTube if you want to have a look. I'll put the link in the bio or in the episode description. But my friends are beautiful people. They hold me. They support me. They come to my crazy events. They like my stuff. So I felt really safe. So the writing process and then the filming process was really interesting because all of a sudden I had my friends and their personalities and then I had this poem that I'd written. So I didn't write the poem for them to recite. I wrote the poem and then looked at my friends and went, I think you'd be good if you said this line and maybe you say this line. And the little voices you hear there, the young ones, one of them is actually my goddaughter, Trini, and she was awesome. She had to do a couple of takes before she said that line. And that was actually quite funny working with her. Look, much respect to people who work with kids in the arts. That was fun. The other young girl you can hear is Jade, and she is one of my friend's daughters. And she is just phenomenal. She's 12 now, I think. And I've worked with her before on some other things that I did with my book, where she actually recorded a bit of a news report, a fake news report when we launched the book. But that's a whole nother story. But anyways, I just really wanted to share this with you today because I'm looking through all my past videos and all the past stuff that I've written, and this just jumped out and made me smile and got me excited again about how beautiful it is to write words and then see them performed, especially by people you love. It's wonderful. And so yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm definitely going to be sharing a lot more of my poems, my stories, and also, you know, speeches I've given, as well as then talking more about the writing process and more technical things to do with writing. I am absolutely loving this podcast so far. I know it's kind of silly to give yourself a review, but I think what I'm loving is that I feel so free and I feel so excited to just be talking about my writing or the things that are floating around in my head and these words. And yeah, I'm just happy. You can't see me beaming right now, but I really am. All right, that's it for now. This is a short, quick episode, and I just want to say thank you for listening. Keep listening for more episodes of Two Words with me, Taku. You can follow my adventures at taku.com.au. If you're on Instagram or Twitter, my handle is @TakuSpeaks. Or if you'd like to see video, I am Taku TV on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you and keep listening to Two Words with Taku.